So Wade, is this your first podcast?
It sure is my first podcast. I'm breaking my podcast virginity at the moment, so.
Very good, yes. Yeah. Well, this is the first podcast in the podcast space.
Yep.
here at the Blacklist office. You know, we just had a bit of time today, so we thought we'd just have a bit of a chat and see what's going on. But one of the topics I thought would be interesting to talk about today would be to talk about like what the future of video looks like, because there's some pretty cool stuff that's coming in the pipeline. So we thought it'd be interesting and helpful for everyone that's listening. So as a video editor, what's some of the stuff that you've seen sort of coming down the pipeline?
So it's always great to have a unique kind of video, and using AI would probably be great for video. So, for example, like Matt Cornell for Back for a Day, we used AI, having kind of photo frames that were all kind of all AI just kind of appear behind him. And it was such a unique idea. And just if we keep, you know, developing with AI with video, it would just get crazier and crazier and crazier.
Yeah, well, I was actually watching a video the other day, and you know, the software that we use is Adobe, and you know, a lot of people moved away from that in recent years more to DaVinci, but you know, we found Adobe really effective, and they're using a lot of really cool AI stuff. And one of the presentations that Adobe had at their latest conference was about using generative AI for video. So I watched this conference, and there was a guy walking down the street. And they said, you know, I think it'd be better if this guy had a tie. So they just masked around where they wanted to have a tie and just typed in tie. And it created one.
Crazy.
Not just for one frame, but for all of them. And as he's walking through light and shade, like the lighting's changing on the tie, like it literally looked like it was part of the scene. So yeah,
that's the craziest part. It's like, obviously anyone can Photoshop anything into wherever, but it's just the lighting that needs to be specific. And that's the one thing that's kind of blown my mind, is just how unbelievably realistic it looks, especially with the lighting. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're going to be able to do some crazy stuff, I reckon.
I don't know how studios are going to get away with, you know, renting out green screens and stuff like that, because just, remove the whole background, have this out, put this in. It's like, we're going to have a lot of fun.
I think it's really exciting for video, especially in the country sector, because you're always looking for like the most beautiful landscapes and somewhere where you can get like the most pristine looking place. And sometimes you have a beautiful location, but there might be like a thing or two that's just doesn't look quite right. Exactly, so I know that in previous iterations, we were shooting at Wivenhoe Dam in Brisbane, and it was this beautiful lake. Everything was perfect, like the lighting, but there were these weird like cinder block, like retaining wall blocks that were like down near the water. I think people used to sit on them.
Okay.
And I was like, nah. that has to go. And using some of the content aware tools that Adobe had at the time, boom, gone. But this is like next level. Like, you can literally craft landscapes. So someone says, you know, I'd love to just get rid of that building completely, or I'd like to have like a mountain in the background.
Yep.
I mean, now you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. I feel sorry for props departments now, because, you know, you could just remove anything you want to, even if you have an actor that you don't think did a good job. Yep, remove them. See you later.
That's so, right. We'll just generate a fake actor.
Exactly. Yeah. That would be crazy if you could do that. But yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable what, you know, AI can do.
Yeah, well, this is one of the things that I think is going to happen in the future with AI getting so good. I've said this for probably a few years now. And I think it's still a few years away, but I think what actors will do in the future is they will actually license their image. So they won't even need to be in a movie. You'll just be able to use The Rock.
No, that's crazy. But you know, a few years ago, you probably wouldn't think, you would think that would just be an unbelievable idea, but now it's coming to be realistic. That's the way that it's going.
It's so insane. And I think there's a lot of parallels between the film industry and the music industry. I think labels, knowing what labels are like, they're probably going to get to a point where they just manufacture their own artists and get them to release music. So I think probably something that's really important for musicians in particular is to have something really unique and creative, something that, you know, labels haven't really thought of that people are going to be attracted to. So when they do start rolling through these AI artists, you're still going to be fine, and you know, people are still going to want to pick up what you're putting down.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it all comes into being unique as an artist, because AI is picking up and anyone can pretty much sing any other song now using AI. Yeah, it's
I've seen some incredible ones.
Yeah, there's some really weird ones. Like, I've heard a toothbrush sing a Katy Perry song somehow, and that's the world that we live in at the moment.
It is the world that we live in, and I'm sure somehow that's got over 1 million views.
Yeah, more views than I would like to admit. So,
yeah, so that's going to be a really interesting one. But also, I thought it'd be good to talk about perhaps the future of video too, like outside of AI, like how video is consumed, you know, where you can find video more, because the landscape's obviously changing a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like video is everywhere. Like, if you want people to, you know, book you for festivals or whatever like that, what are they going to do? Like, they need to watch you, and that's the art of video. Video is everywhere. All your socials, all of that is just, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people are, you know, I mean, everyone's pretty much on social media now, but yep, it just gets, you know, ridiculously large in terms of socials. And
Absolutely. You know, video, I think, is up to about 90% of all of the web traffic that's consumed.
Yeah,
is video, which is pretty mind blowing. But you're right; like, it just pops up in so many different places, and you know, we're finding a lot of more unique places that we're doing video, because traditionally it's always been a music video. I think there's always going to be music videos, because they're still one of the most popular forms of entertainment out there. Like, you look at some of the views that these big artists have, and it's absolutely massive for music videos. So they're still very popular, but now I feel there's like so much more of a need for short form content, and also like during live performances, you know, to really step up the game. A lot of artists have started running video with their shows, and it really does take the show to the next level. If a festival has an LED screen, you know, like we had an example where we were doing a festival with Britney, and I think we were the only ones to utilize that video screen, and for everyone else it was just like plain, and you know, like the comparison.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. Like what you're gonna say, it's like, you know, it just adds something else. And just once you have all that, it's just, you're a complete package pretty much. And yeah, video is everywhere. And it's easy as, you know, going on your phone and like just videoing just everything that you're doing. And, you know, it's so important, but no one, it's so underrated as well. And yeah.
It is totally underrated. You know, like I said, we're doing a lot of like more interesting like videos just cropping up everywhere is kind of the thing. So, you know, we've been doing some more short form content for artists to support their release now, because when people buy stuff now, they want to see it. And that goes for literally everything. You know, attention is the currency now. So before someone goes and like spends the, you know, 3 minutes, 3 minutes to go and listen to a song. First of all, they have to find you.
Yeah.
And then secondly, it's got to be interesting enough that they're going to take 3 minutes out of their day to go and listen to your song.
Yeah.
So the way to do that is obviously through a creative video of some kind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the way TikTok has kind of made things even shorter than what they are, like, it's only makes sense to kind of, you know, keep up. I guess it's pretty much the trend now as well.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a real art form to the TikTok thing, because we've started doing obviously a lot more short form content. And I think the point of difference there is the idea and a lot of the execution, because anyone can hold up like a phone and, you know, they can get something decent and it might pop off. But if you're working, I guess, with people that have done it a little bit more and understand why things work and how things are different to every single other person with an iPhone, I think that's where the results are.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, once you see that it's on some sort of camera other than an iPhone or a Samsung, you can tell, okay, this person's mean in business.
Absolutely. And I think it's a delicate balance. Like, you want to make it look organic to the platform at the same time. So obviously a lot of stuff is shot on iPhone, but you also want to have that just like next level sheen as well. Mm. And I think the way you do it is by incorporating the techniques of how someone would use an iPhone, but doing it professionally.
Yeah. 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 No, I totally agree. And yeah, it just shows that you're, you know, next level kind of, artist or business or whatever that really kind of cares for their own business or their brand.
Yeah, definitely. It's been very interesting to watch, but I think a lot of the most successful artists tend to find a blend because, you know, obviously hiring a videographer all the time is going to be quite expensive. I think especially for bigger things, it's quite important to really showcase, especially when there's a lot of other artists, like at a festival or something. Like when your stuff comes out, like you want it to look the ducks.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, like filming a whole kind of concert off an iPhone, I don't think Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran or anything will be doing that, but it's important to have, but as we said earlier, just super underrated. No one really, you know, dives into it as much as what I think they should.
Absolutely. Well, anything else, any other ideas of where video might be used in the future or where it's going?
I think, yeah, short form is kind of the way, and short form and AI, I reckon once they work together, I reckon that's going to be pretty hard to beat. Yeah. Do you have any ideas yourself?
I've got one more idea, but it's not so much, well, it's kind of to do with content, but it's more to do with advertising. Yep. And I think one of the things that's going to be really interesting in the future is that I think AI is getting that good that it'll be able to generate video on the fly. And people buy the same product for different reasons. And I think with all of the data that's collected from people, like Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, like they can build up like a profile on you that you would not believe.
Yeah.
They know so much about you just from like simple clicks and taps and comments. It's crazy. So I think using all of this data over time, advertisers will actually be able to use AI to tailor an ad that they know will be more effective on you and convert at a higher level on the fly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, 10 years ago, you probably would have thought that's just, you know, that's ridiculous. But now, yeah, that's realistic. And that's like the way I reckon it will go.
Yeah. And I think especially here in Australia, there's a real culture of like not wanting to be sold to too much. Like Aussies love to buy.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, don't try and sell to me.
Yeah.
Basically. But I think with AI in the future, most people won't even realize that they're being sold to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, now it's really obvious. You see an ad pop up and you're like, oh, an ad. But I think AI and how ads are created are going to get to a point where you don't even know. In the same way that back in like, say, the 70s and the 80s, they'd have like product placement in movies and, you know, you'd see a Coke on the table or something like that. And people would subconsciously associate that with...
Totally. Totally.
I think that's going to happen, but it's going to be a lot more personalized.
Yeah. Well, even I believe it was Post Malone said it. This is going back to music, but Post Malone even said that he would reckon that AI will get to a point where there's a person's favorite artist making a song that they love in that kind of genre personalized to that person. Like, you know, if I had a best friend that just had a breakup or whatever, AI will make a song, Post Malone having a rap song about my friend breaking up. Like,
bloody hell. And
what's the point of having a real artist making this like song when that's, you know, a thing?
Far out. Yeah. It's really like commodifying attention in any way that can possibly be commodified. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But look, AI, everyone's saying it's going to take over the world. I'm here for it, but in the business sense, like, you know, let's use it and to help create better, bigger things, whereas, you know, just don't think it's going to take over the world.
Well, that's it. I think a lot of people do say that. They're like, oh, it's going to take over the world. But no, I think the world is going to be taken over by people that know how to use those tools.
You heard it here. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. And on that note, thank you guys so much for watching and listening. You'll find this one on Spotify because I actually have podcast episodes. Did you know?
Yes, I do actually. Yeah.
He knows. Wade knows.
I listen to him daily.
Well, thank you guys. I hope you found that interesting. And yeah, who knows? We might do this again. We'll see you later.
See you later.